Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child, during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm very excited. This is our fourth show, and, you know, our audience is just getting larger and larger. So it's just a thrill to be here and be able to talk to all of you. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat how to call in. If you'd like to call in from the States, the number is 888-268-4313. I'll repeat that, 888-268-4313. And if you're calling from overseas, the number is 281-419-7697. And I'm very excited to be here and tell you that today's show on prosperity and success is going to be on the strength chapter. And again, what we're doing is we're taking a chapter each week from the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, and this chapter is going to be on strength. And if you want to get a copy of the Angel First Aid RX for Success book so that you can follow along with the chapters and the remedies and the affirmations and keywords, you can do that by calling 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790, or checking my website, theangellady.net, and that's theangellady.net. So let's just get started right away, and let's go into strength. And the affirmations for strength are, I am creating abundance. I have genuine strength. I am thinking positively. I have wonderful resolve, powerful resolve. Ooh, that's a strong one. I have powerful resolve. Just even saying that to yourself, doesn't that sound exciting? And I am determined to win. When you're determined to win, that means when you're really focused, things start to work better for you. And let's go to our angels for this strength chapter. The main one is Archangel Michael, because he is the top archangel. He's the one that is power, protection, and definitely the angel of strength. We have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking, and Corey, who's the angel of career development. And my guess is that Corey is going to be coming up today a few times when people are asking questions, because he's the one that works with career development. Deborah is the angel of interviewing. That's interesting. If you're going to go in for an interview for a job, you take Deborah with you. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. What remedy to use, what little exercise to use if you're going in for an interview. And then we have Esther, who's the angel of vitality, and certainly strength has a lot to do with vitality. We're going to come back to the rest of the angels in a little while, but the first thing that we're going to do now is we're going to go to an email. So I've been giving you my email address. My email address is suestorm@earthlink.net. And I told you that the next time I was on a show, when I got your emails, I would answer them on the air. And so here's an email from Gary in New York, and this is how it goes. Hi, Sue. I very much enjoy your work, very inspirational to say the least, but I have one question that I would love for you to answer on the air for me. Specifically, my wife and I had a big advertising business in New York and left to start another business in Arizona about 8 years ago. I've had to reinvent myself since the business has largely moved into a health pharmaceutical direction. Any ideas? Well, here's my idea, Gary. My idea is to just keep focused on the subject that you're dealing with, because business is business. If it works in advertising, it's going to work in health and pharmaceuticals. So whatever you learned that made you successful, you and your wife successful in New York, is going to be the same thing that's going to make you successful in Arizona. And my idea, because we're talking about the strength chapter this week, is the remedy called Go for the Gold, where you act like a winner and then you become more successful. When you think of yourself as a winner, you become more successful. So here we go. Feel victorious. If just take that word victorious, doesn't that sound strong and powerful? Feel victorious. Think of the angels putting a gold medal around your neck. Think of how exciting it is to be a winner, and it's going to work for you. I just have a very good feeling it's going to work for you. So the one more thing I want to tell you is that Peter is the angel of health, and since it's health and pharmaceutical, let him help you with your business. Okay, let's go back now and talk about the consultation. Who is the angel of strength? Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and I keep laughing about that. The angels came up with this name, but I keep thinking he sounds like a dentist in New York. Barry is the angel of strength. Sounds like we have a caller. Don, do we have a caller?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I was calling because I wanted to ask a question for my husband, Jonas.
Okay.
I wanted to see if you could tell me, like, what kind of career path or how he's doing in his career.
Okay, good. Can you tell me what he's doing now?
Well, he's a correctional officer right now, and he's in the police academy.
Okay, good. And where are you calling from?
Tuscola, Ohio, Columbus area.
Oh, that's wonderful. Glad to have you listening to the show. That's great. Okay. It feels like he's going to do okay, especially when he gets the continued education. And Jacob is the angel of education.
What?
And it feels like, he's the kind of person who knows what he wants, and he's can be really powerful when he wants to. And so have him use Jacob, the angel of education, and Corey, the angel of career development. Ask him to have those angels help him. But it seems like his career is just taking off. I was just listening, and they were saying his career is just taking off. So
okay.
Be prepared, because I also feel he's going to get some raises in the near future.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like your angels as long as you're on the phone?
Sure.
Okay. And your first name was?
Stacy.
Okay. You have, you got so many, but we'll start with Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. So that's an angel that can help you with your husband's career, too. And
okay.
Then you have Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity, and that's money, health, and happiness. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And they tell me you're a very sweet person and you're very supportive of your husband, so you just keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don, do we have another caller?
No. Spoke too soon.
My angels were telling me we did.
I'll put her through.
Okay, we'll have to wait 1 second, and while we're waiting for that caller to come through, I'll give you some of the key words for the strength chapter. And the key words are peace, wisdom, and intuition. So think about strength in relation to peace, wisdom, and intuition. Okay, is our caller ready?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is John, and I had a couple of questions for you.
Okay, sure. And where
sure.
are you calling from, John?
Tennessee.
Oh, good. Okay.
My question is, there's this ex-girlfriend, and she used to be my friend, and she has this boyfriend named Matthew, and I have children together. Will she and I ever be together, as in, like, married or live together? Because I truly love this girl so much. And her name's Shannon. And there's this other thing I would like to know, is there's this girl I'm supposed to meet this month or next week, and her name is Angel. And she is my father's, father's girlfriend's daughter. Yeah, that's it.
And so you're asking me, I am having a little trouble. Are you on a cell phone?
No, ma'am. Cordless phone.
Okay, because I'm having a little trouble hearing you. So you wanted to know about a girl named Shannon, and would the two of you ever be together? Is that what you were asking me?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we're friends now, but he's so jealous and stuff, it's just unreal. And I mean, I found that he's been beating on her, and he cheats on her, and she still stays.
You know, it feels to me like if you can keep the friendship, that's the best way to go. Going beyond the friendship isn't going to be to your benefit. So just be thankful she's your friend and keep it that way. That's what the angels are telling me is the best way to go.
I see. So even if they did break up, I still shouldn't try to get with her.
Going to work out. No matter what happens, it's not going to work out. So either stay where you are or just keep her as a friend, though, because she's a great friend. She's very loyal and a great friend.
Keep her as a friend.
Yeah, huh?
I say, okay.
Okay. Okay. And then the other one was, give me that one again.
Oh, okay. It's my dad's girlfriend's daughter, and her name is Angel. Angelica or Angel, but they call her Angel.
Right.
And I'm supposed to meet her either Wednesday or next week.
You know what? This sounds very good for you. They're quite pleased. The angels are quite pleased. This is going to be a lot of fun. So look forward to it because it's going to work out.
It's going to work out. Possibly relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a nice person for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, next. Well, let's go to another email because we have lots of emails today. So this is an email from Bessie. And Bessie says, I would like to know my three angels, and we'll start there. So, Bessie, you have Michael, the angel of protection. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And you have Bettina, who's the angel of creativity. So those are the angels that are with you. And her question is, could you help me? I'm having a problem getting my real estate career on track. Real estate career on track. Okay. So Calvin is the angel of real estate, and you can talk to him, and you can ask him to help you, and we're going to go to the next caller. Okay, put her through, Don, or whoever it is.
Hi, this is Paul.
Oh, hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
Great. I love Minneapolis. Been there several times.
Yeah, it's a fun city. So.
It's great. I'm so glad to hear from you. What can I help you with?
Well, I had a question about my business. I've been self-employed for about 13 years now, and in the last 4 years, been making quite a transition with some stuff, and in particular, the last year has been kind of difficult making a transition with some employee stuff and that kind of thing. And I've kind of wanted to see what the next year or 2 years might bring for me, if I'm heading in the right path or not, or if there's something I should be aware of.
Sure. Well, what I'm hearing is you are heading in the right path. And
I am.
Yes, you are. And it feels like the angels are telling me that the disruptions, it seems like there's disruptions in your business. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I've had some employee issues and turnover and trying to find the right people to work with in my company.
But what they're saying is that as you find the right ones, it's going to
mm-hmm.
strengthen your company.
Okay.
So, and we're talking about strength today, so it's interesting that you called in on this particular
mm-hmm.
show. But it feels like they were like sour apples, and you need to go back and get the good ones. And the angel that's going to help you is Loretta, the angel of new enterprise.
Okay.
She oversees endeavors related to career and business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the angel that's going to help you. And I feel like it's going to get better. It's going to be slower than you'd like. It already is slower than you'd like, but it is going to start getting better.
Okay.
And you're on the right track, so keep it up.
And better in more of a near future kind of a time frame?
Within 6 months, you're going to see a dramatic difference.
Oh, okay.
For the positive.
And is there anything else I should be aware of right now that would be negative or disruptive?
No, I don't see any more disruptions. I see more positive energy. You know, just keep thinking positive.
Okay.
Positive energy comes into my business.
Okay.
And it will, because positive energy is around you, and that's what's important.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's finish that email that we were talking about, because we're finishing Bessie's email, and she was asking about Calvin, who's the angel of real estate, and how she can get her career on track. And what I'm saying to you, Bessie, is stay focused. Real estate is a tough career to break into. It's something that there's a lot of people out there doing real estate. And so you just have to be in the right place at the right time. So talk to Calvin and ask him to get you in the right place at the right time. And if it's something that you want to do that I've tried before with other people in real estate, is think about the house that you want to sell and a great big lasso, and send it out and lasso the buyer and pull them right up the walk and pull them right into the house. I know it sounds the sort of silly thing to do, but it works, and I've seen it work, and I've gotten very good results using that technique. And thank you again for your email. Okay, let's go back to some of the other angels that are the angel specialists for the strength factor. I guess we got a call. Who's on the line? Let's put the call through. Hello?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
My name is Susan.
Okay.
And I'm from Romeoville.
Oh, good. All right.
And I just had a question about my job.
Okay.
I just got a new partner, executive director, and we get along really well, and things are going really good, but we're having some problems with our uppers and communication, and it's getting very frustrating right now, and I was just wondering...
Susan, can you tell me what you do?
I work for a chamber of commerce, and I'm a greeter administrator.
Okay.
And I, of course, do office work and go greet the public that move into the town. And it's a wonderful job. I love it.
It sounds like fun. And when you talk about it, your energy just thrives. You know, it just jumps. It's like you really enjoy what you're doing.
I do.
You enjoy meeting people and the whole thing is
mm-hmm.
good for you. So my advice is not to change the job in any way, shape, or form, to see if you can figure out how you can get along better with the people who are creating the problem. Do you get along well with your partner?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, good.
And I call her my partner. She's really my boss, but we're like a great team.
Okay, good. Well, and it feels like there's some cranky people above you.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels
you
like
hit
they
that
change
right
their...
on the head.
And they change their mind a lot.
They
tell you one thing, and then they change it, and they tell you something else, and you don't know how to follow a direction.
Boy, you've got that right.
Their directions, anyway. Okay. So my thought is just think of them as children. Think of them as little kids throwing temper tantrums and say, oh, okay, well, they're at it again. And move on to something else, because this really feels like the right place for you to be.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to give you an angel to help you. Actually, Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, is the angel of resources.
Okay.
And he creates opportunities for prosperity, wealth, and joy. So let
okay.
him help you and your partner along in your career.
Great.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Shall we do another remedy? Okay, I love this remedy. This is wonderful. This is called the Law of Increase. And if you want to increase your business, if you want to increase your happiness, if you want to increase your prosperity, you just invoke the Law of Increase. So you say, I invoke the law of increase. And think about that. And say it before you go to bed at night. It's a wonderful affirmation. The angels can work on it all night long. And even if you just want to increase your financial situation, raise your bottom line, you can invoke the law of increase. So that's a wonderful thing to do. And I was just thinking about which angel might be helpful for that, to help you grow your business. Actually, probably Loretta, the angel of new enterprise, would be the one to help you with the law of increase. But I must tell you, this works. I've seen this one really work, and I've been forgetting this one, but I'm not going to forget it as of today. I am going to invoke the law of increase. That really makes things happen. Okay, let's go to one more email. This is from Stephen. And he says, hello, my name is Stephen, and can you tell me the names of my angels and what is the name of the angel for business? Okay, here we go, Stephen. Your angels are Perry, the angel of music, Katrina, the angel of prosperity, and Michael, whose guidance and protection is your archangel. And the angel for business is named Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N, Jonathan. That's the angel for business. But I'm also going to give you Corey, who's the angel of career development, and see if he can't help you too. And thank you for your email. Okay, let's go back to some of the angels that work with strength. Teresa is the angel of empowerment, and we never have too much empowerment. Each one of us needs that. So Teresa is the angel of empowerment. Solomon is the angel of security. And that deals with safety, but as well emotional security, financial security. So Solomon is a wonderful angel to talk to and think about and invoke. And Peter is the angel of health, and of course we're talking about strength. Now here's another interesting one. Patrick is the angel of sport. So if you're into golf, ask Patrick to help you with your game. I've seen that happen. People have called me and said they've invoked Patrick and summoned him into their game, and, you know, it was the best they had ever played, way under par. So if you're a golfer or in any sports activities, ask Patrick to be by your side. The other one for the strength chapter, and this is kind of a funny name too, is Gunther. And Gunther is the angel of fitness. So if you're working out and you're trying to strengthen your body and strengthen your mind, Gunther is the angel of fitness. Okay. Next thing we're going to do from the strength chapter is we're going to answer some of the success questions. So here we go. Can angels improve the interviewing process? And again, I said we were going to come back to that because Deborah is the angel of interviewing. And here is the answer. Angels are adept at steering applicants in search of employment to vocations that match their unique skills. At interviews, celestial beings are always present to render guidance, bolster self-confidence, and open the channels of communication. They inspire candidates to obtain lucrative positions. It sounds silly that an angel might do that for you, but if you haven't tapped into them, found out about their support and all the wonderful things that they can do, then I heartily advise you to do that because it makes your life better, happier, and stronger. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, could we take a little break here?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
And here we are. So we're back. Again, I'm going to go over the key words that have to do with the strength chapter, and one is peace. Well, we'll talk about that. What is peace? What does peace mean to you? Does it mean peace of mind? Does it mean empowerment? Does it mean relaxation? Does it mean peace to the world? That's an interesting word to contemplate. And how does peace go with strength? Well, if you have more strength, you can be more peaceful. So they kind of go together. All right. And the next word is wisdom. And wisdom certainly has to do with insight. It has to do with angels. It has to do with prosperity. Because through wisdom, a whole lot can manifest. Manifesting through wisdom is a lot easier than manifesting through, struggle. Because wisdom is the way to go. The next one is intuition. And I actually had an email from a lady who was saying that she didn't think she had any intuition. And my answer to her is, I absolutely know that you do have intuition, because everyone does. It's that feeling inside of you that everything is going to be okay, that feeling inside of you that when you hear the voice that tells you what direction to go in, or you just get an aha, that's it, that works, and moving towards that direction. That's your intuition. And I know everyone has intuition. It's basically a part of life, and it's really important. So here's another email then. Okay, and this is from Adam, and Adam is from the UK. He's from England. He said, I heard you on Lou's show tonight, and my name is Adam, and I'd like to know, I'd like to go into business for myself and want to know if I'm being guided in the right direction. Okay, Adam. Well, I'm answering you on this show, even though you heard me on the other show, and I hope you're listening, because we talked about it on the other show, too. And then he wants to know who his angels are. So let's start there. He has Lucian, the angel of resources. He has Blake, the angel of comfort, and Gabriel, who's the angel of communication. So that's the angels with you, Adam. And then you want to go into business and want to know if you're being guided in the right direction. Does it feel right? Is it something that is something you've wanted to do your entire life? Is this something that is important to you? Because usually when you're in a business that is thriving, it's something that you have thought about before the age of 5. And I think we touched on that the last show, how to find your life's purpose and be successful at it. There is something that everyone does before the age of 5 that is so unique and different to them that that's their life's purpose. So, Adam, if it's going well, then you're just in the right direction. And you may want to call me or email me again at SueStorm@earthlink.net and let me know how it's going after you hear this. So again, I want to give out the numbers. If you're calling in the States, it's 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 281-419 7697. And it sounds like we have a caller. Who do we have? Hello, Don?
Hello.
Hey, who's there? Who's this?
My name is Jonas.
Dennis?
Jonas. Yes.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Jonas?
I'm calling from Ohio today.
Oh, good. And what can we help you with?
Actually, I just had a question. I just got out of the police academy, and I was just wondering if that's really the right path for me, because I've had such a hard time getting to where I'm at right now, and, you know, that's what my ultimate goal has been in my life, what I wanted to do, but it's been so hard achieving it, and now there's still obstacles in my way, and I don't know if that's exactly what I'm supposed to do or if I'm trying to be shown to go another route.
Are the obstacles in your way around education or around something else?
It's actually, it's in the whole program, I completed something that they're telling me that is null and void. So then the whole past academy 6 months is worth nothing, pretty much.
Oh.
And
that's
it's
good.
Something, it's their fault, but they're trying to blame it on me.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. Okay. My thought is don't give up. This is something that you've wanted to do, and I'm sure it's a little hurdle, but you can jump it. It's, just keep thinking positive. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking, and ask her to help you, and just don't give up, because Michael, by the way, is the angel that watches over police officers,
mm-hmm.
and so just let him help you. And it's interesting that he's also the angel of divine justice. So ask that this work out and the divine justice that you need come together and help you and strengthen you. But don't give up. This is what you're meant to do.
Okay. Well,
okay? Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Another success question. How do angels further a person's career? That's a good question. I can answer that in a thousand ways, but I'll tell you what it says in the book. Celestial beings support anyone who is interested in establishing a profession. They specialize in contributing advice that catalyzes sound decision-making. And, wow, if we can make sound decisions, isn't that going to change our life? This beneficial support generates positive results. Collaborating with the angels ensures that an individual's efforts will be appreciated and rewarded. And certainly, if we are appreciated and rewarded, it means so much. I was talking to one of my clients today, and she was saying that she did such a good performance on a movie set that everyone clapped for her and clapped until she actually curtsied, and they kept clapping. And I was thinking, this is the kind of energy. If you think of people clapping for you and being so proud of you and happy with your performance, that's the kind of energy that moves you forward and gets you going and keeps you going. And my advice to her was to think about that, the clapping in her head and think of it in her ears before she went to bed at night, when she got up in the morning, and just keep moving it and using it and thinking about it. And it would help her in her career and get her where she wants to go. Okay. For some reason, Rita, the angel of writing, is talking to me. So if there's someone out there who is trying to put your thoughts together and focus and work on writing material and write a book or just memoirs or whatever it is that they want to write, my angel telling me that there's someone who wants to write a website material, Rita is the angel that you want to talk to. Okay, then who's our next caller?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Sue.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sue?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Dean. I'm calling from Australia.
Oh, from Australia. Wonderful.
Yes, yes. You got a fan down here?
Yeah. No wonder I can't hear you. You have a little accent, or I have one, right?
Yeah, I'm calling here, Melbourne, Australia.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I was just wanting to ring up about, see what my angels got to say about a girl, Stephanie, and I. She's not in a very good place at the moment within herself, and it sort of affected us, and yeah, I'd just like to know sort of what it holds for us, the future.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, let me give you her angels. Maybe that'll help a little bit. She has Eileen, who's the angel of happiness, and she has Joseph, the angel of joy. So with those two angels, joy and happiness, she can't be doing too well. I mean, she cannot be doing well.
She's not very good at the moment, no.
Yeah, and all right. So what I think is this is temporary, but it seems like she's letting a lot of little things get her down. The things around her, instead of thinking about the upside and the positive side and the good things in her life, she's sort of focusing on the things that aren't working. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I actually said that to her yesterday. I said, just look at what you've got in your life. You've got so many good things.
Right, and you sound like a good thing in her life, too.
Well, so. I'd like to think I am, and she says I am, but at the same time, the way she feels about herself, she's pushing me away because she doesn't want to bring me down at the same time, which is, I don't see that, but she never brings me down, you know, and she's just pushing me away.
The most important thing is that you stay supportive and that you stay positive, and you know what, she may need a little break. You may want to just kind of pull back a little bit and let her realize how important you are and give her a little break. But I feel her starting to turn around. I'll send her some blessings and we'll send her some hope and see if she can't turn it around. How's that?
Yeah, hopefully she can.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys can.
Call in to the show sometime later in the future and let me know how it's going. How's that?
I will. Well, I actually sent you an email about a couple of hours before. That's how I found your radio show, and then so you'll probably read more about it in the email. So,
okay.
But I will let you know.
Okay, that's wonderful. You take care.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
See you later.
Okay, here we go with one more email. Let's see. Wow, this is somebody from Long Island, New York, and when I heard you on the internet, I needed a... whoops. Okay, we'll stop this and we'll go take our caller because our callers are really important. Let's go ahead. Put the next call through.
Hi, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And where are you calling from?
Kansas.
Okay. Oh, Kansas. How come I think of tornadoes every time I think of Kansas?
There's a lot of them lately.
Good. Maybe not so good. Do I hear a little one in the background?
You did.
Who is she?
That's my daughter, Haley.
Oh, good. Good. She sounds like a cute little thing.
She's something.
More like a handful is what I'm hearing from my angels.
Yes, absolutely.
And very smart.
Yes, she is.
And very smart. Okay. What can I help you with, Joy?
My father's health. He is going back in for another surgical procedure on his stomach in the next couple of weeks, and I'll be leaving town, and I just wanted to know if you foresee anything there.
It's going to work out. Why did he, did something not work the first time and they have to fix it?
They pulled his stomach out of his chest and they put a band around it, and the band has broken and he's having some other problems from that.
Okay. Well, he's going to be okay. And are you not going to be there during the surgery? Is that why you're more concerned?
Yeah, I'll be going to a meeting out of state, and I was concerned about that while I was gone.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you leave some angels with him?
Okay.
Okay, so let's give you the right one. Well, Perry, for some reason, he's the angel of music, but for some reason he's volunteered, so
okay.
You never know what they can do. So,
okay.
Maybe your father's health will be music to your ears. Maybe that's what...
Yeah, it would.
Okay, good. And Susan is the angel of travel, and she's going to watch over you while you're at your meeting.
Wonderful.
Okay, good. Would you like some angels for yourself?
I would, thank you.
Okay, well, you have Archangel Michael, guidance and protection, and then you have, you have so many angels, I don't know, Bettina, angel of creativity. Are you creative?
Very.
Okay. Do you work with elderly people?
I do.
And what I hear is that they are very inspired by you and also your creativity, because you're constantly thinking up new things for them to do and for them and new things to say to them, and they really like you where you are.
Good. Thank you.
That's great. And then your other angel is Blake, the angel of comfort.
Oh. Okay.
And certainly you bring those elderly people peace of mind.
They do a lot for me, too, and I'm glad you confirmed that because I was up for promotion and I didn't really want to take it.
No, stay where you are. They love you and they need you.
Wonderful.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay. Back on the strength chapter, we have a remedy called Backbone, and this is probably one of the most important remedies in the book. If you can think of your energy moving from the front of your body to the back of your body and increasing the energy in your spine so you strengthen your spine, the way it's written in the book, you think about this energy moving from the front to the back of your body and settling in your spine. And it gives you extra stamina and improvement for your posture. But most of all, if your energy is in your backbone, people don't mess with you. I mean, they see you as stronger. They're less apt to see you as vulnerable. So if you're going to be going on a job interview, or if you're just walking on the street and it's at night, or for any reason, you feel you need extra strength, move it to your back and put it in your backbone. Okay, Don, let's put our next caller through. Hello.
Hello, Sue.
Who's this?
This is Karen from Ohio.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
Good. What would
I was
you like?
Calling in to ask a question about my granddaughter, Isabel. She's
okay.
Three, and how I can best help her. I keep her a lot. And she goes in and out of some anger episodes, and I just, what's the best thing I can do to help her?
How old is she?
Three.
Well, actually, in the Angel First Aid book, we have a remedy, the RX for Miracles book, we have a remedy for helping children with their anger, so why don't I just tell you about it?
Okay.
If you can have them sink their anger into their hands, like they, cup your hands in front of their face, or have them cup their hands in front of their face, and just sink their anger into their hands. And one little girl said to her mom, "Mom, put your mad in here," because the mom was mad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can teach them to get their anger out, that would be the best thing. The other thing is that they have to have some anger. I mean, if anger is a natural resource, if someone hurts you, you need to be angry about it. You know, it's a natural emotion in the body. But is it in the sense that she's having temper tantrums?
No, it's I can't figure out it. I'm kind of thinking it's sugar based, and her parents don't get along. You know, they argue a lot.
Well, she's probably mimicking what she sees.
Oh yes, I know.
And also
exactly
what she feels, because I think she's very intuitive and perceptive, and she feels that anger a lot. So she's probably just trying to get rid of it. Try that other little remedy. Another thing you can do is you can teach her to pound on something, like pound on her bed, pound on her pillow, something that's and get that energy out, so that it doesn't stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't sound like I've given you enough information, or
there's
something else you want.
I'm taking notes.
Oh, you're taking notes. Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And would you like an angel for yourself?
Okay.
Okay, you have Gabriel, who is the angel of communication, and Florence, who's the angel of compassion. And they tell me that watching this child is, becoming kind of like a real job for you. So you need those angels to help you raise her. But she's going to be okay as she grows older.
Okay.
Okay.
The angel of compassion?
Yes. Florence.
Which one?
Florence.
Pardon?
Is the angel of compassion.
Flora?
Florence. F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E.
Florence.
Florence.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, getting back to our email from New York, from Long Island, New York. When I heard you on the radio, on the internet radio, I needed a real job, and I heard you say that Corey was the angel to pray to for help with a job. I found a good job. Oh, that must have been within the last 4 weeks. And then got your book and put my angel names in there, the ones that you sent me. And I used it whenever I needed this great book. Let's take our call, and then we'll come back to our email. Okay, who do we have?
Hey, your expert email from New York.
I'm having trouble hearing. Can you tell me?
Karen, can you turn off your internet
or
your radio? We're getting feedback. Karen?
Do we lose her?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. We'll go back to our email. Okay, she got my Angel First Aid book, and her name, by the way, is Deborah. And then she says she gave her book to her boss. I loaned it to my boss and told him it was the best book and it could help him with his business. And she says it has tripled his business, or at least his business has tripled, and now she's got extra work and wants to know if there's anything that I can suggest. So my suggestion is just keep supporting your boss, because that's the place where you belong, and he really appreciates you. And this is a wonderful thing for you, Deborah. I'm glad that you did it, and I'm glad that we, the angels and I, could help you. Okay, is Karen back, or do we have another caller? Are you there? Don? Hello, Don. Do we have a call?
Hello.
Hello, is this Karen?
This is Kendra.
I apologize for that.
Oh, wrong name. Okay. Okay, what can I help you with?
I have this friend, and I get mixed signals from him, and I try to keep him just as a friend because, you know, I don't want to ruin anything. And the other night, I kind of, like, had a moment, I guess you could say, and I kind of, like, lost it and told him how I felt. And it's like, he sends me mixed signals. He tells me no, he wants to be friends, but then he does things and just looks at me a certain way, and just, I don't know, I just get this feeling from him that it's just, I'm just really confused.
Okay. Well, he is confused, and you're right. And sometimes he feels like he wants more, and sometimes he doesn't, and so you're actually dealing with his internal thoughts and processes. So, but the best idea is to keep him just as a friend. I mean, no matter what the mixed signals, that's going to be the healthiest situation for you and the happiest situation for you.
Is there ever going to be a chance that he may decide that he likes me? Because
it feels like even if he does, it's not going to be strong or consistent, and because his personality is in and out and up and down, and
that really describes him.
Then you need somebody strong and consistent. So keep him as a friend and keep looking. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction who works with soulmates and brings romance into your life. So ask her to help you out, okay?
Yeah.
You don't sound too happy with the answer. But
I know.
This person would not make you happy in the long run.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Don, do we have any other callers on the line right now?
No, none at the moment.
Okay. We're going to go back to affirmations.
Okay.
Okay. So here we've got, we're going to go back over the strength affirmations, because it's really important. The stronger you are, the faster you manifest. If you think about that, if you're a magnet and you're a strong magnet, you're going to be pulling in more. And so the affirmation, I am a mighty money magnet, if you're looking for more money. I am a mighty love magnet, if you're looking for more love in your life, and we never have as much love in our life as we always need. So the stronger you are, the more strength in your voice, the more strength in your body, the faster you're going to manifest your dreams, whatever it is that you're dreaming about that you want to have happen in your life. So here are the affirmations one more time. I am creating abundance. I have genuine strength. I'm thinking positively. I have powerful resolve. I love that one. And I am determined to win. And with that, we'll take our next caller. Who do we have?
Great.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. It's Gemma. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Fine. Good.
I was thinking about you today, and I was thinking, well, maybe I should call her, but you called me. This is wonderful.
Well, I do have a small question about myself, but my mom's visiting with me, and I wanted to ask you the names of her angels.
Sure. I'd love to. She has Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Okay.
She has Peter, the angel of good health. And her archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of prosperity.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
She sounds like a wonderful woman, too, especially
well,
if she's
wonderful.
Your mother.
I wanted to ask you, too. I, you know, started a business this past summer, and it's coming along, and I'm trying to get a grant for funding that I just actually started today. And I wanted to know if there's any advice or anything I should know or be tuned into.
You know what? What I would suggest is we were talking earlier about the law of increase and invoking the law of increase. And it sounds like that would be very beneficial for you. It's
okay.
going to come through. It's going to take some time, though, but it feels like it's going to come through. Are you thinking of more than one grant? Because it feels like there's more than one resource for your investing. You're going to have investments from several different places.
Well, that's good to know. I have someone who had told me they would like to be an investor, you know, like a venture capitalist. But I really didn't want to go that route because I don't want to. It's hard enough starting your own company, let alone having to pay, you know, someone payments of the money that they've lent to you. So I'm hoping to get a grant for funding so I don't have to pay it back so I can, you know, expand how I want to expand. So I'm at a crossroads where if I do get some grant funding, that will be great. I can expand, but I'm afraid if I don't, I might have to go out and get a job.
Well, I don't see you getting a job. I think it's going to be okay doing your business because I really believe that you have a good idea and it's going to work out well. So keep sticking with your business. Have you thought of the Small Business Association also?
Yes. Well, I have, but I've been working with a local college here through their small business development.
Okay, good.
And they're, you know, trying to help me without going through that.
Okay. Well, I see several sources. You will get your funding. It'll come through several sources. So continue with the grant. But also, there's another grant. There's at least two grants that you might be able to get. So start working on looking for the other one. I don't know exactly where it's coming from, but maybe we can talk about it later at some point. But there's two options for you. Okay?
Grants, not necessarily a partner.
No,
but grants.
Two particular
okay,
grants
wonderful.
That you can go after and will get.
All
right?
Wonderful.
And you're really good at manifesting. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting, and let her help you, but you're very good at it.
With your help, Sue, with your help.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks
okay,
so much.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Don, can you come in for a minute?
Certainly.
Yeah, how much time do we have? Because I think we could end here. And.
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds.
Okay, good. Well, I'll put my little ending on, and then we can go from here.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone, I am so glad you called in tonight. I'm so glad you're listening. And next week, we're going to be talking about the Angel First Aid, Rx for Success book, and we're going to be doing the understanding chapter. How many of us feel like we are not understood and that there is all this understanding out there and we're not getting any of it? So next week, we're going to go to understanding. I'm excited about the show and all the people who have called and all the wonderful information the angels are giving us. So keep thinking positively and saying to yourself, I have genuine strength. And with that genuine strength, you will manifest your dreams. Goodbye, everyone.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.